Today, in a sense, we celebrate the departure of our Lord, and the beginning of our hope. The paradox, the initial impression of the apostles in Bethany when our Lord was about to depart for a moment it was taken to be, and he was no longer present in our midst. No, he is no longer present in such wise that we can see him. And the reason is because he is to be finally fully clothed with the glory of his resurrection at the right hand of the Father. And the reason that he is going to do this in this fashion is precisely that in the arrival of the Holy Spirit, the power from on high to enable the apostles in the first instance to effectively preach throughout the world the glorious accomplishment of our Lord and the great hope that it opens for everyone who believes in Jesus and looks forward to that heavenly blessing. There's much that we can meditate upon. All we need to do is take one of these missals and see all the wonderful texts in the New Testament that have something to do with the ascension of our Lord and the beginning of the glorification of the church. Christ is the head of the church. He is full glory at the right hand of Father, and that remains only, as it were, to complete the glorification of the church, the conversion of the peoples, those who have been predestined for this. Let us reflect on this often and recognize how many ways our Lord is already present in our midst. Yes, in a certain sense, he never left us. Or in another sense is that when he left, we left too with him to be at his right hand and in the glory of the Father. All these things are so important today where there's so much preoccupation with the things of this world, with the pleasures that are nonsensical and sometimes wicked and evil, and free ourselves from all of that, that we might, as it were, turn our mind, our attention, and turn all our desires to our Lord at the right hand of the Father, and also in our midst here. Yeah. We can see, as it were, we need to reflect a little bit more on metaphysics. This is something that is truly profound, simple and complex at the same time. Our Lord, who is in heaven, is also here in the tabernacle. He didn't leave heaven, he's also here. He can be in 1,000 places, he can be in 1,000,000 places, all at once, distinctly, and yet without being multiplied. So we have to pause a bit and ourselves reflect just what has our Lord finally accomplished. And we are already a part of it, even if we don't always feel it. We have every reason, as it were, to remember that Our Lady was in the center of the apostles. She would have come with our Lord to heaven, but our Lord wanted to stay and fulfill another task, to keep up our hope, to, as it were, encourage us always, as it were, to work for the Lord, to strive to be ready ourselves and help others to be ready for heaven. And to remember, therefore, that although she is present in heaven, the glory of her Son, she is close to us also, will help us always to remember the reality of our hope. Already, as it were, almost touching, as it were, the fulfillment of that. Nothing else can compare. We will not be disappointed. That we place all our help absolutely, unconditionally in Jesus, precisely because we have the support of his mother, who is also gloriously present in heaven. Praise be Jesus, said Mary.
Christus.